Okay, we're going to start 10 seconds early to give time for the reading of the sponsorships. Today's shiur is sponsored by very many people again, and we're so grateful to all of them. By Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal. Also by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lili Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh, Ben Chaim, Tuvia Alevi, Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Yisrael, Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and for Refuah Shleima, Tfega Peril, Basva, Rivka. It's also sponsored the Refuah Shleima for Saru Rivka, Basinda, the Bela and Yal Esther Malka Pashlima Rachel, also sponsored by the Gelernter Morris Sachs and Snitau families for Fushlema for Shira Bas Devora Leah, also sponsored by the Snitau family Lizchus Fushlema for Rivka Bas Shoshana, also sponsored anonymously for Fushlema for Chavi Yocheved Bas Sara, also by Benji Israel in memory of Leah Bas Yaakov, who as a child escaped the Nazis on the Kinder transport and unfortunately passed away recently at the age of 91, also by J.J. Hornblast to mark the first yard site of his great aunt, Elizabeth Fried, Zichrona Livracha Devorah Bas Moshe, Allah Shalom. Also sponsored by my old friend Matthew Ostreicher for Refuah Shleima for his father, Menachem Avram Ben Esther. We thank all of the sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So today's daf is Pesachim Daf Ayin Tes, and we are holding on Daf Ayin Chesam Beis. We're at the very end of the last medium sized line, at the beginning of the first very wide line, and we're mamish right in the middle of an inyan. But when we finish discussing this inyan of how to reconcile all of the different brisos that we were quoting at the end of yesterday's daf, where we were quoting different brisos that assume, like Rabbi Nassim, that the achila of a korban Pesach is not ma'akev. So once we get through that, the Gemara is then going to discuss the source for the idea that the korban can be brought when the basar is tameh, if even just the chelev or the diaphragm and the kidneys are still tahar. Meaning that it's not necessary, even if you hold that some part of, that in order to do the zrikas hadam, you need the basar to be tameh. It's lav dafka. You need the basar to be tar. It's lav dafka. The basar that has to be tahar, the basar could be tameh as long as some of the chaylev is tahar. So how do we know that? The Gemara is going to derive that from Psukim. Then we're going to get to the Mishnah, which discusses the circumstances that the Karban Pesach is brought betumah, and the Gemara is going to give some details about the type of tumah that the Kli Sharis must have in order to warrant bringing the Karban Pesach betumah, because it's not only the tumah of the tzibur that allows bringing the Pesach betumah, even the tumah of the Kohanim allows bringing the Karban Pesach betumah. As not only the Tumah of the Kohanim, even the Tumah of the Kalim allows bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. But what type of Tumah of the Kalim? So that's going to be a discussion. The Gemara is then going to discuss a case where you have exactly 50% of the Kahal is Tameh and 50% is Tar. We always talk about if Rov HaTzibur is Tameh and if Rov HaTzibur is Tahorim. What if it's exactly 50-50? We're going to have Machlokas HaMarayim when the Karbanos Pesach are brought, and we have three brises that we try to reconcile with each opinion in the Machlokas HaMarayim, and then the daf is going to conclude. We'll see if we get to it by quoting four different opinions of Tanayim with regard to how much of a majority is needed to say that the majority is Tameh and allow the Karban Pesach to be brought B'Tumah. So let's begin. Again, we're right in the middle of an inyan. We were in the middle of discussing the Shita of Rav that we said yesterday that Rav holds that Amrav Gidolam Rav Im Zara Kurtza, that if the Zrikas Adam was already done, then the Karban is valid even though the meat was Tameh. So we wanted to suggest that Rav holds like Rabbi Nassan that Achilas Psachim is lo ma'akva, that the Achila of the Karban Pesach is not ma'akev. So in that context, we quoted a number of different brisos and tried to see if those brisos follow Rabbi Nassan. So we had a brisa that does not require the owner to be tahar at the time of the Zrika to eat the meat, and we said that assumes like Rabbi Nassan. So says the Gemara, nah, Rabbi Yochanan said that it's a filutem rabbanani, that brisa could even be going like the rabbanan, and hachav mayaskinan b'tzibur. And the case of the brisa is that the rov of the tzibur became tameh between the shechita and the zrika. Why in the world would rov of the tzibur become tameh between the shechita and the zrika? The nasi died, and everyone had to go to the levaya and the kvura. So in such a case, afilu betuma nami avdi, the tzibur would make the pesach afilu betuma. So even though they became tameh after the shechita, you could still still be zorik the dam because they're ra'oi to eat the carbon. So you don't have to say that it's going like Rabbi Nassan, that even when they're not ra'oi to eat the carbon, you could still do the zrika. Wait a second. If we're talking about Betzibor on the second to last line of the page, and I in Chesem Beis, Betzibor, if we're talking about a Tzibor that became Tameh, am I ain't a Basar Nechel B'tumah? Why does the Braisa say that the Basar is not Nechel B'tumah when the Pesach is brought B'tumah? It's Nechel B'tumah as well. So says Gemara, that's a Din Darabanan. Gzeira Shem Yitmu Abaylim Liachar Zrika, because we're afraid that maybe the Bailim, the Tzibor, is going to become Tameh after Zrika. V'yomra, they're going to say, oh, Ishtak Adon Mitmeinu V'achalnu. Last year, after all, we became Tameh and we ate the Karban Pesach even though the Shechita was B'tahara. So Hashtanami Nechel. So now we should also be able to eat the Karban Pesach B'tumah, even though the Shechita and the Zrika was B'tahara. V'lo yadi d'shtakit ki yizdarek dam balim tmeim avu. They're not going to realize that the difference is that last year, when the Zrika Saddam happened, the Balim were already Tameh, and therefore this was a Pesach Haba B'tumah. But Hashtan balim Torin avu. But this year, the Balim were Torah at the Shas Zrika. They only became Tameh after the Zrika. So that was not a Karban Pesach that's brought B'tumah, and therefore they're not allowed to eat such a Karban Pesach B'tumah. So that's only a Din Midrabanan, that even if the Bailim became Tameh after the Shechita, before the Zrika, we're not going to allow the Achila, because up to a case of where they become Tameh after the Zrika is already done. V'iba Yisema Rav Damar Krabi Yeshua, or says the Gemara, you know what? Maybe Rav isn't aligned with the Shita of Rabbi Nassan. Maybe Rav is aligned with the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua that holds that the Achilas Pesach is not Ma'akev. Ditanya, and we have a brisa that explains Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kolas Vachum Shabbatora, Bein Shenitma Basar V'Chelev Kayim, Bein Shenitma Chelev U'Basar Kayim, Zorik Es Adam. If either the Chelev or the Basar is still around, you could be Zorik the Dam. Still around, meaning still Tahar, you could be Zorik the Dam. Nazir Vosa Pesach. However, there are two exceptions. When it comes to a Nazir and a Karban Pesach, to the Karbanos of a Nazir and the Karban Pesach, that's going to be different than all other karbanos, because it's very critical by these two karbanos that the basar be able to be eaten. By a nazir, you have specific mitzvos when it comes to the shalmei nazir, because by a nazir, the halacha is that when he finishes his nazirus, he brings many karbanos. He brings an olas chatas, an ayil, a shlamim, chalos for kikin, but the shlamim that he brings have two unique dinim. Number one, when he shears off his hair, they throw his hair in the fire that's under the pot of the carbon shlamim, that the carbon shlamim is being cooked in. And the second is the tnufas hazroa, that the Kohen takes hazroa b'sheila from the shlamim ram together with one chala and rakik echad, and they put it on the nazir's hands and they do a waving with those parts. So by shalmei nazir, you need the basar to be tar at the shazrika, and it needs to be roi l'achila in order to do all of these mitzvos. So that's what Rashi points out. That's why nazir is an exception, why there's such an emphasis on the achila by nazir. It's not about the achila, but it's about the ochel. You need to use the ochel to do all of these things, to do these other mitzvos. So, nitma chelev v'basar kayim zorek asadam. If the chelev became tame, but the basar is still around, you could be zorek the dam. But nitma basar v'chelev kayim ain't zorek asadam. If the basar became tame and it's only the chelev that's still tar, you cannot be zorek the dam. Vim zara kurtza, but nevertheless, if you were Zorik the Dam, the carbon still counts, because it's not going to be Ma'akev. The Achila of the Pesach is not Ma'akev. These different dinim by the carbon of a Nazir is not Ma'akev, the Kashrus of the carbon. But that's only when it's Nitma Habasar, Nitmu Abaylim B'meis Lo Yizrok. But if the owner of the carbon became Tamei Meis, the and Dafka Tamei Meis, where he's not going to be able to be tar that day, it's a week-long process, then lo yizrok. Then you can't be zorik the dam, vim zorak lo hurtza. And if you were zorik the dam, the carbon is not olah l'ratzon, the carbon is going to be pasul. Because even though the achila is not ma'akev, the carbon pesach, and you don't need the basar to be ra'i l'achila, but the tumas habaylim is ma'akev. The baylim at least need to be able to eat at the time that you're doing the zrika. And by nazir, tumas habaylim is obviously going to be ma'akev, because if a nazir becomes tameh, it sets him back. If a nazir becomes tameh and mace, he's going to have to start all over. Because obviously it's going to be ma'akev the nazirus. Okay, the karbanos of nazirus. So now the Mishnah said, when it comes to other karbanos, even if the basar and the chelev, the basar is tameh and the chalev is kayam, you could be zarek the dam. All you need is the chalev to still be around when it comes to other karbanos. So masnis and money, Rabbi Yoshua he. That aligns very nicely with Rabbi Yoshua, who holds that the dam is not nizrak unless you have something that the dam is being matir. So you need something, the dam needs to be accomplishing something. So what would the dam be matir? Either it could be matir, the achila of the meat of the karban, or it could be matir, the burning of the chalev of the karban on the mizbeach. So as long as one of those things are still in place to happen, then you could do a zrikas adam, because then the dam is going to be matir something. Titanya Rabbi Shua Omer Kolos Vachem Shabbatar Shanashayir Man, Kezayis Basar, Kezayis Chalev, any karbanos in the Torah that you have at least one kezayis of basar that a person could eat, or one kezayis of chalev that the mizbeach could eat, that you could burn on the mizbeach, zorek asadam, that's enough to be zorek the dam on account of that one kezayis that is being matir. But kechatzi zayis basar vekechatzi zayis chalev ein zorek asadam. If what you have is a chatzi zayis of each of basar that the person could eat and a chatzi zayis of chalev that's going to be burnt on the mizbeach, that's not good enough for zrika, because the two are not mitzdarif with each other, because they don't go to the same place. One gets eaten by the bailim and one gets an achilas mizbeach. But uba ola, if it's a carbon ola where everything gets burnt on the mizbeach, then afil chatzi zayis basar chatzi zayis chalev zorek asadam mesha kula kolil. Then even a chatzi zayis of chalev and a chatzi zayis of basar are going to combine with each other, because the whole thing gets burnt on the mizbeach. So you do have a kezayis that you're being matir through this rika. Ubi mincha aval bisha kula kayam es lo yizrok. And when it comes to a carbon mincha, you cannot be zorek the dam even if the whole mincha is still intact. Says where mincha maya vidita. What? A carbon mincha, there is no dam. Right? Meaning we're assuming that we're talking about carbon mincha that you're bringing as a nedava. All the carbonos mincha that you would bring as a nedava, the regular carbonos mincha, mincha solas, mincha machvas, mincha marcheshes, mincha mafatanur, that's bamina chalos, the bamina rakikin, all the carbonos mincha that the Torah tells us about are babin edab and nedava. That's what we call a regular mincha. So there's nothing to talk about in terms of being zorek the dam. So mincha maya vidita. How do you have a zrikas dam by a carbon mincha? They don't come together with a zevach. So I'm Rav Papa, minchas nesachim. No, we're talking about a mincha that's brought agav zevach, the minchas nesachim, where the zevach, the actual animal carbon, comes along with a carbon mincha. So what did we say? If you have a regular zevach, if either basar or chalev is still tar, you could do the zrikas adam. What if neither the basar nor the chalev is tar, but the accompanying mincha is still tahar? Is that enough of a reason to do zrika sadam? Hard to understand what the havamin is. The whole svara in the allowing the zrika sadam, if either the basar or the chalev is tar, is that it's matir. It's matir the basar to be eaten. It's matir the chalev to go on the mizbeach. By the mincha, it's a matir anything. So the achronim have a hard time with that. But nevertheless, there is such a havamina. So I'm rabab minchas nesachim. Sal kedai techamina kiven teka asim mikoach zevach ki gufei de zevach dami. I might think that since the karm mincha is only being brought on account of the zevach, so it's like the zevach in the sense that having the mincha intact is enough reason to be zorik the dam. Kamash milan, therefore comes to tell me that that's not the case. Chelev minolan, how do I know that just having chelev being tahar is enough reason to be zorik the dam? I'm Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yishmael, Umatva, Mishum, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, when it talks about being zorik the dam of a carbon shlamim, v'hikdir achelev l'reach nichoach la'ashem. So it sounds like chelev, av b'shein basar, that that you zorik the dam, even if it's just for the haktaras achelev, even if it's just for the burning of the chelev, because the pasuk doesn't mention a word about the basar, and it talks about being zorik the dam of the shlamim, and it does mention the haktaras achelev. So you see that that's enough reason to be zorik the dam. So ashkan chelev, yeah, that's for regular fats of the animal. But how do I know the yoseres hakaved, that the diaphragm, ushtei klayos, and that the kidneys of the animal, that that's enough? If even just that is tar, that minolan, how do I know that's enough reason to be zorek the dam? So says Mara, hechamrin zarkinan. Where do we find that you zorek dam, that we are zorek, meaning before you ask how do I know it, are you sure that that's true? Are you sure that you zorek the dam if just the diaphragm and the kidneys are still tar? That's enough reason to be zorek the dam? So midiktani upa mincha afal pishukul kem esle yizrok. Yeah, I'll tell you how I know it, because we said that if just the kubber mincha is intact, you can't be zorek the dam. So mincha That implies if anything more associated with the korban than the mincha is still tar, that is enough reason to be zorik the dam. Well, the aseres and the shtei klayos are certainly more connected to the animal than the korban mincha is to the animal. So if you have to tell me a chiddush that a korban mincha is not enough to be zorik the dam, it must be that the diaphragm and the kidneys are enough to be zorik the dam. Okay, good. So now I know that is the halacha. But minalan, how did we derive that from psukim? Where did we get that idea that having the diaphragm and the kidneys is enough? So biyochan day amar kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about being zorik the dam just for the sake of the chaylev, it says lereach nichoach, that you're doing it. It says v'hikter achaylev, so we know that it's for the chaylev, but it says lereach nichoach. So kol shatamal lereach nichoach. So that includes not just the chaylev, but anything that gets burnt as a reach nichoach, and that includes the diaphragm and the kidneys. Okay, once you can say the reach nichoach, that includes anything that gets burnt. Why does it have to mention the hikter chaylev? Why does it have to mention the chaylev? Chaylev is included in reach nichoach as well. The itzrich lemichtav chaylev, itzrich lemichtav reach nichoach. The pasuk had to tell me both details. Dikas rachman chaylev. If it only would have said chaylev, have amin chaylev in yosar skavasher klayis lo, I would say yes. You're allowed to be zorik the dam as long as the chaylev is still tar, but it's not enough if just the diaphragm and the kidneys are tahar. So kasrachman l'reich nichoch. That's why I need the phrase l'reich nichoch. V'kasrachman l'reich nichoach. And had it only had the phrase l'reich nichoch, have amina kala olin l'reich nichoch v'afilu mincha, I would have thought that anything that you could label l'reich nichoch, even a carbon mincha, being the minchas nesachim being tahar, would be enough reason to be zorik the dam. So kasrachman chaylev. That's why it had to tell me chaylev, to tell me that reich nichoch is only marbe that which is part of the guf hazevach, that which is part of the actual animal, not the korban mincha that's associated with the animal. Period. So now we move on to the next mission. We've already learned the din that korbanos sibur, the mission nine vavam based on korbanos sibur are brought betuma, and we mentioned korban pesach not only brought betuma, it's even neechal betuma. But now we have to discuss the details. What does it mean? It's brought betuma. Who's tameh? What's tameh? When do we assume? So tameh. So the psukim in the Torah tell us someone who's tameh when the pesach rishon is supposed to be brought has an opportunity to make up for it, because he can't bring it, an individual can't bring it, he has an opportunity to make up for it on the 14th day of Iyar Pesach Sheni. The Gemara darshined that it says that an ish is nidcha lePesach Sheni, so we darshined that yes, an ish is nidcha lePesach Sheni, but a tzibur is not nidcha lePesach Sheni. A tzibur does the Pesach Rishon Betuma. A tzibur is able to do the Pesach Rishon Betuma. So what is a tzibur and that does the Pesach Rishon Betuma, and what happens to Yechidim when they're nidcha lePesach Sheni? Now it should be noted that when it comes to the idea of bringing a Karm Pesach Betumah, there are lots and lots of Isurim that are violated. Meaning when we allow Karm Pesach to happen Betumah, it's not just like one Isur. So you always have to question, when we're allowing one, does it mean we're allowing all of these Isurim? Meaning, for example, that there are six different Isurim that are violated. The Achronim put together the list. That you have Avodas HaKarban by a Kohen that's Tameh. That's an Isur. You have going into the Azara while Tameh. You have a separate issur of being makter the emurim that are Tameh al gabei amizbeach. You have a separate issur of using klisharis that are Tameh in the Azara. You have an issur of eating basar karban when the basar of the karban is Tameh. And you have an issur of eating basar karban when you are Tameh. So you have all of these different issurim. So anyway, says the Mishnah, nitma kahal orubo. If the tzibur or the majority of the tzibur is Tameh betumas meis, oshayo kohanim Tameh Vakal Torim, or the Kohanim are Tameh and the Kahal is Tahorim. So some of the Achronim are Medayek. By Kohanim, it doesn't say Kohanim o Rubo. It just says Kohanim, that the Kohanim are Tameh. So it sounds like Rov Kohanim would still do the Pesach B'Tahara al yedei the few available Kohanim who are still Tahar, because Tum is only Tuchuya B'Tzibur. So if you're able to do a B'Tahara, you should do a B'Tahara, as opposed to Rov Kahal, where they have a din of Tzibur, and a Tzibur is not Tameim, is not Nidachim to Pesach Sheni, so they would do it on Pesach Rishon. So by Kohanim, it sounds like it's all Kulo, that only of all the Kohanim are Tameim, but Vakal Torim, Yasu B'Tumah, so you have no choice, you have to do the Pesach B'Tumah. Nitma Miyutakal. kal, but if only some members of the kal are tamei. So Torah knows the nes harishon, but tamei knows the nes hasheni. The Torah people bring the Karban Pesach. The majority that is tahar brings the Karban Pesach now on erev Pesach Rishon, and the minority that's tamei will have an opportunity to make up for it with Pesach Sheni. Tanur Rabbanan, Hareisha Yisrael tamei and v'kohanim uklei shareis tahorin. So the Braisa adds a third category. Meaning our Mishnah spoke about if the people are tamei or if the kohanim are tamei. But there's actually a third consideration. What if the kohanim and the tzibur are all tahorim, but the klisharis are tamei? So we start with all the permutations. Hareisha Yisrael tamei. Let's say only Yisrael tamei, but kohanim and klisharis tahorin. Kohanim and klisharis are tahorin. Oh, shay Yisrael tahorin, or the tzibur is tahor, but kohanim uklisharis tamei. The kohanim and the klisharis are tamei. Va'afilu Yisrael the kohanim tahorin uklisharis tamei. Even if Yisrael and the kohanim, the tzibur and the kohanim are all tahorim, and it's only the klisharis are tamei, yasu b'tumah shem karban tzibur chaluk. Then you do the whole thing b'tumah, because the karban tzibur that's b'tumah does not get divided, where some people do a b'tumah and some people do a b'tara. Since rov of the tzibur is b'tumah, the yechidim are also b'tumah. So everybody, even those who are tahorim, everyone brings it b'tumah. So we had mentioned this b'risa that if the klisharis are tamei, everyone does the pesach b'tumah. It sounds like even if some of the tzibur is tamei, that they do a b'tumah, they're not nidcha to pesach sheni. So the Gemara says that it's not talking about all types of tumah of klisharis. How tamei do the klisharis have to be to say that no matter what percentage of the tzibur is tamei, that that's going to be enough to bring everyone's karban pesach b'tumah? So Amrav Chista lo shanu elo shenitma sakin b'tmei meis. That's talking about that the klisharis, the sakin that you're going to use for shechita, is tamei with by a tamei meis that it touched an av hatumah. So then the sakin is going to be an av hatumah as well. Why would the sakin be an av hatumah? Generally speaking, things go down a level when it comes to tumah. When tumah transmits from one item to the next, Terachman Amar bechalal cherev. The pasuk says when it talks about touching a maga meis, it says that v'kol sheyiga al pnei asad bechalal cherev ob meis. So it says bechalal cherev, and we darshin cherev harehu kechalal. That the sword that touches the dead body has the same status of tumah as the dead body itself. We had that back on Daf Yudalit already when we tried to explain at the beginning of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim the difference between, on the one hand, the case of burning a shlishi together with a rishon, and the difference between and burning truma tameya with tahora. So we spoke about in kelim tahorim or whatever, or in the kelim tameya. So we said, the kli that we were talking about was a metal kli that was cherev harehu kachol, so it was a shlishi with an av and not just a shlishi with a rishon. So you had this concept of cherev harehu kachol. So kametame legavra, and therefore since the knife is an av hatuma, it's metame the shochet. The shochet becomes a rishon. That when you're doing the shechita of this karban, it's being done by a person who would be chayev kares for going into the azara with the level of tumah that he carries. So since we're being docha a very severe isra of tumah for this karban pesach, so we say that this karban pesach is done b'tumah by everybody. Aval nitma asakin b'tumah sharetz. But if the knife only became tamei as a tumah from tumah sharetz, meaning it only became a rishon the tumah, the knife touched the sharetz is only is an avatum of the knife, would therefore become a rishon de basur hu de metamila, and therefore the meat would become a sheni legavra lo metamile. But the person who shechts it would not become tamei, because the rishon the tumah is not metamei adam and kalim. It's only metamei ochlin umashkin. So tahorin of it, the tahorin would be able to do the karban pesach, and they'd eat their karban pesach that became tamei, but tamei in lo of it. But the people who are tamei wouldn't do karban pesach on erev pesach. They would have to be pushed off to pesach sheni, because mutav yeachal betumas baser belav val yeachal baser betumas aguf shu bekares. That we'd rather the baser of the karban pesach be eaten when the baser is tamei, but the person who's eating it is tar, that's only a lo saseh, rather than the bus or betumas aguf of the person who's eating it, where the person who's eating it is tamei, that's an isser kare. So just because we're allowing a lower level tumah, a lower level isser of tumah to be violated, doesn't mean we're going to be prepared to just say, okay, everything goes and we're allowing a higher level of tumah. If we're allowing an isser lav of tumah, doesn't mean we're going to allow an isser kare of tumah. So the people who are tamei are still going to have to wait for Pesach Sheni if they are in the minority, even even though everybody's meat is going to be tamei. So alma kasav Rav Chista tumah dechuyah betzibur. The implication is that Rav Chista holds that tumah is not hutra betzibur; it's dechuyah betzibur, and therefore you have to make it as tahor as you possibly can, even though it's not going to be perfectly tahor. You have to do your best. V'cheinam Rav Yitzchak tumah dechuyah betzibur. That's Rav Yitzchak also says tumah dechuyah betzibur. Right? That's a discussion. Whenever you have an issue of hutra and dechuyah, if ever something is hutra, we say that you could ignore everything. But if it's dechuyah, you always look for the best possibility. There's such a comment in Perek Reb Lazar de Mila that some of the Rishonim say that Reb Lazar holds that Machshirim Mila Ardocha Shabbos, that it's hutra, that you don't have to look for any sort of heter and do it in a way that does not involve Chil Shabbos. It's kichol gomor. It's considered to be like an absolute weekday, that as far as that's concerned. There's a comment of the Prima Gadim in the Sefer Tevas Goma where he has about the idea of a Mila being done on Shabbos. He says it must be that it's hutra to do Mila on Shabbos, and it's not just duchuya to do Mila on Shabbos, because otherwise, according to those shitos, that a woman is able to be a Moel, we would insist that a woman do the Mila on Shabbos. We'd insist that a woman do the Mila on Shabbos. So says the Prima Gadim, because Shabbos has a los asay and an asay, so you're violating both when you're doing the Mila. But it could be that women are pater from the mitzvah asay of Shabbos. Now they're chayiv kol sheyesh b'shomer yesh b'zarcha, they're chayiv in kiddush, but that doesn't mean they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs to say of Shabbos. So since for a woman it would be a lesser violation if a woman were able to, where if you hold that a woman can do Mila, it would turn out that you would insist that you'd use a woman Moel on Shabbos. I actually just got a Shiloh last week. Someone sent me a screen capture of a Zoom from his cousin's bris, and the cousin's not Orthodox, and there was a woman Moel. He said, what are my obligations over here? I mean, do I have to try to arrange for a toughest down bris? Do we have to do it? So it's not ideal. We paskin, it's not ideal. It's but the baby does not require a toughest down bris. That would be a valid Mila after the fact. But anyway, so that's a discussion. You also have discussions in poskim, you know, to what extent it's hutra. Poskim discuss, let's say you have a Mila that's being done on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, but it's in Eretz Yisrael, but you have a Ben Chutz Laretz who's a Moel. Can you ask the Ben Chutz Laretz who's a Moel to do the Mila? He's allowed to do Mila. He can do Mila on Shabbos, right? There's nothing wrong with him doing Mila. Or do you say, no, it's Techuya, but you're in Eretz Yisrael. Find an Israeli Moel. Like, why would you have someone who's violating an Aveir? So that depends, and that's where Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes. It depends on whether you view it as Hutra or Techuya. I once had a different Shiloh. I had a Shiloh where a baby was born in England, and the baby somehow, and was Mila Shalo Bizmana, which is not Docha Yomtiv, and the baby somehow flew to Israel together with his family. He didn't escape, and the baby flew to Israel before the Mila. It was a Mila Shalo Bizmana, and they were ready to do the Mila on Yomtiv Sheni Shel Galios. The Moel was Israeli. The Moel said, yeah, fine by me, but the parents were from England. So that was fascinating. I mean, do you say the parents have no obligation because it's Yomtiv for them, and the Moel is only a shliach of the parents? Do you say no? If they can do the so, come also the ilu matziav shliach lamatzi mashvi, or do you say that no, that they have a mitzvah of mila? They just, their hands are tied because it's yantar for them, but the mole's hands aren't tied. So let him do the mila. It's a fascinating case. But anyway, so that's the issue of hutra and duchuya. Rava amar afilu tmei nami avdi. Rava says even if it's the knives only became tamei with tumah sheretz, so you're not going to have to break all of the rules of tumah. Still, the people who are tamei are allowed to do Karban Pesach. My taima, why would you say that? Because the pasuk says abasar ashiyiga b'chal tamei lo yechal be'eshi sareif abasar kaltar yochal basar. So we link the din of when the basar becomes tamei to the din of when the person becomes tamei. Kol hecha delo karinin be v'abasar ashiyiga b'chal tamei lo yechal. Anytime you're not able to be mekayim the first part of the pasuk that you're allowed to eat it betumas basar, like a case where the basar of the Pesach became tamei, and the tumah is therefore nidcha b'tzibur, so lo karinan bay, I therefore don't have to fulfill the end of the pasuk v'abasar koltar yochal basar, that could even be eaten b'tumas aguf. Kal hech de karinan bay, but wherever I do say v'abasar shriga b'chol tamei lo yechel, then karinan bay v'abasar koltar yochal basar. Meaning, once I'm already saying that the basar is tamei, and I'm allowed to bring the Karban Pesach, then I could even bring it, then even the people who are tamei can participate in that Korban Pesach. So that's the machlokas. When the basar is tameh, which is a lower level of eretz, it's only a lav, are we also going to allow the iser kares of the people who are tameh? So that's the machlokas we had in our Gemara. Now a new topic, not brand new, but in terms of determining what's considered rove of the tzibur being tameh. So itmar, hareisha yisrael mechtzat torah and mechtzat tameh. Let's say somehow you manage that you take a poll and exactly half of Klal Yisrael is tameh, exactly half of Klal Yisrael is tahar. So Rav Amr mechtzal mechtzat kerov. Rav says each half is like a rove. We'll have to see what that means. Rav Kana Amr mechtzal mechtzat eino kerov. Each half is not like a rove. So Rav Amr mechtzal mechtzat kerov. What does that mean? Halalu osin liatzman. The tahorim bring Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach because there, it's rove tahar. So they're allowed to bring it. They should bring it pitahara because for them tumah is not tuchuya because they're the rove and they're tahorim. Valalu osin liatzman. And the tameim also get to bring on Pesach Rishon. They don't have to wait for Pesach Sheni because they're also the rove. There are two roves, Rav Kana, but they can't bring together. Meaning they each have to. The tumah will be done b'tumah, and the 50% of the Torah will do it b'tahara. Rav Kana Amar Mechtzal Mechtza Eino Kerov. That no, neither one is like a rove, and therefore Torah Nosin Es Rishon. The Torah people bring the Korban Pesach Rishon b'tahara Utmei Nosin Es Sheni. And the people who are tameh would do Pesach Sheni. Ikeda Amri Amar Rav Kana. A second version is that Rav Kana says Mechzal Mechza Eino Kerov. Tahorin Olsen Es Harishon. That they're not like Rov. The Tahorin bring the first Korban Pesach with tameh in, but the tameh people, they're not pushed to Pesach Sheni. They are Enos in Lo Es Harishon V'Lo Es Hasheni. They can't bring Korban Pesach at all. Why not? Rishon Lo Avdi Delav Ruba. They can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're not the Rov. B'Sheni Lo Avdi Delav Miyuta. They also can't bring the Pesach Sheni because they may not be the Rov, but they're also not the Miyut, and therefore only a Miyut is Nidchel the Pesach Sheni. They're not a Miyut, so they're not Nidchel the Pesach Sheni. So they're stuck. If it's exactly 50% of the Tzibur that's Tameh, according to the second version of Rav Kahana, they're stuck. So now, we had one version of Rav and two versions of Rav Kahana as far as what you do when it's 50-50. Again, where Rav said, everybody brings on Pesach Rishon the Torah B'Tahara, the Torah and B'Tahara, the Tameh, and Bituma. Rav Kahana, version number one of Rav Kahana, is that the Tahorin bring Pesach Rishon, the Tamei and Pesach Sheni, and version number two of Rav Kahana, the Tahorin Pesach Rishon, the Tamei and not at all, not Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. We got to keep all three in mind because we're going to try to bring Rayas. So Tanan, we have a Mishnah that is a problem for Rav. Nit Makalo Rubo, the Mishnah tells us that if the Kahal or the majority of the Kahal became Tamei, oh, Shoyo Kahanim Tamei and Rakal Torim, or the Kahanim are Tamei, the Kahal is Torim. Yasu Betuma, so everyone brings the Korban Pesach Betuma, even those who are Tahar. So when it says, oh, Rubo, it sounds like Rubo Huda Avdi, that if Rov of the Kahal is Tameh, then you bring the Pesach Rishon Betuma, Huda Avdi Betuma. Aval Palgal Palga, but if it was exactly 50-50, the implication is Lo Avdi Berishon, then the Tameh people do not bring Pesach Rishon. So Kashal Rav, Rav is the only one. Neither version of Rav Kahana had the Tameh, the 50% of the Tameh bringing on Pesach Rishon. In version number one of Rav Kahana, they brought on Pesach Sheni. In version number two, they didn't bring it all. It's only Rav who had them bring on Pesach Rishon. That seems to be against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that only when Rov are Tameim do the Tameh bring on Pesach Rishon. So Amalacha Rav, no, Rav would respond, Ruba Avdi Kulu Betuma, Palgu Palga, Halalu Asan Latzman, Halalu Asan Latzman. No, when our Mishnah said that if Rov are Tameh, you bring Betuma, it's if Rov are Tameh, everybody brings Betuma. When it's 50% that are Tameh, only those 50% bring Betuma. The other 50% have to bring Betara. Hachinami Mestavra, and it's most Mestavra to learn our Mishnah that way. De Katani Seifa, because the Seifa goes on to say, Nitma Miyat HaKal, that if the Miyat of the Kal becomes Tameh, Tahorin Nosin Es Rishon, Tameh Nosin Es Hasheni, then the Torah people bring Pesach Rishon, and the Tameh people bring Pesach Sheni. Miyut Huda Avdi B'Sheni, sounds like it's only because it's a Miyut that the Tameh people are pushed to Pesach Sheni. Aval Palgu Palgu, but if we're exactly 50-50, low. And then you would not push them to Pesach Sheni, Vavdi Barishon, they would bring on Pesach Rishon. Valalos and Latzman, Valalos and Latzman. How do you have Tameh people bring on Pesach Rishon when they are Tar bring on Pesach Rishon? Each one in their own groups. The Tameh people bring Betuma, the Tar people bring Betara. Exactly what Rav said. Okay, now that we've shown that the Seifa fits so beautifully with Rav, Velakasha the Rav Kahana, now how's Rav Kahana going to touch up the Seifa of our Mishnah? So I'm looking at Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana will say, nah, you're making the wrong diuk. Don't make the diuk from the Seifa that if it's Mechzal, matzah than they bring on Pesach Rishon? No. Nitmu miyu takal Torah nosnes Rishon tmei nosnes sheni. When a minority of the tzibur becomes tamei, so the Torah people bring Pesach Rishon, the tamei people bring Pesach sheni. What's the diuk to make? Hapalgu palga Torah nosnes Rishon aval tmeiin einan osin los Rishon v'los sheni. But if it's 50-50, then the Torah and do Pesach Rishon and the tamei people not at all, not Pesach Rishon nor Pesach sheni. Okay, hatenach l'shabbas is Rav Kana. That's very nice according to the second lashon of Rav Kana. Elahach l'shadam Rav Kana Torah Moshe Rishon Tmei Nosen Es Hasheni Ma'ikel Meimar. But according to the other version of Rav Kana, that when it's 50-50, the Tamei people do bring on Pesach Sheni. How are you going to explain the diuk in the seif of the Mishnah? Some look Rav Kana who had nidafilu palgu palgu nami Torah Nos Rishon Tmei Nosen Es Hasheni. When the Mishnah says that a rove of the tzibur is Tahorim, so the Torah bring on Pesach Rishon and the Tmei bring on Pesach Sheni, it means even if it's 50-50, the Torah bring on Pesach Rishon and the Tzvein bring on Pesach Sheni. Since the Reisha set up a case where Rova the Tzibur is Tamei, so to make it parallel each other nicely, the Seifa spoke about a case where a Miut of the Tzibur is Tamei. But in Echanami, it could have been 50-50 and it would have been the same Halacha. We're going to have three Brises, one that supports Rav and one that supports each of the Lashonas of Rav Kana, and then we're going to have to explain how the others explain each brisa, right? So that's the rest of the daf. So Tanya Kavasei to Rav, how you saw the Mechzat Torah and Mechzat Tmein, halal losan liatzman, halal losan liatzman, as explicit as could be, right? The Torah bring Betara, the Tmein bring Betuma, everything happens on Pesach Rishon. Tanya Kalishna Kama to Rav Kana, a brisa like the first version of Rav Kana, Hareisha you saw the Mechzat Torah and Mechzat Tmein, if it's 50-50, Torah losan es Rishon, Tmein losan es Hasheni, exactly the first version of Rav Kana. The Tanya Kalishna Basar to Rav Kana, and a brisa that says like the second version of Rav Kahana, Hareisha you saw the Mechzat Torah and Mechzat Tmein, Torah losan es Rishon, the Tmein ain't lo es Rishon v'lo es Hasheni, and the Tmein don't bring at all, not Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. Good, so now we have to figure out how each brisa fits the other two opinions. So the Rav Lishon Basar to Rav Kahana had the Tana Torah nes Rishon, the Tmein es Hasheni chimitatzila. What are the Rav and the second version of Rav Kahana going to do with the middle brisa, which followed the first version of Rav Kahana? Why this order? Why would that be the first brisa? You would think start with the end or start with the beginning. Unclear why would it go in this order. But they would respond, go and show Yisrael mechza Torah and mechza Tmein v'nashim mashlim el Tmein. Now the case is that Klal Yisrael is 50-50. But if you only count the males, it's rov tahorim. It's the women, it's only when you count the women that it makes it 50-50. The kasavar nashim berishon rishus. And we're assuming that nashim are not chayiv in Pesach Rishon, it's only rishus. So dal nashim mitmein, havalu tmein miyuta. So if you take women out of the cheshbon, the tmein are only the miyut. Umiyuta yitchu lepesach sheni. And the miyut gets pushed off to Pesach sheni. So the rav, ulisha kamad rav kana, what are rav and the first lashon of rav kana going to do with the last brisa that we quoted? Had the tiny tarnas and esarishon tmein einosin, lo esarishon lo esheni echem mitachila. How are they going to be mitaritz to the brisa that says that the tmein do not bring at all? So rav mitaritz lo, go and show you saw mechza tmein and mechza tarn. Rav would say, we're talking about where it's 50-50, but v'nashim odfos ala tarim. But when you take the women into account, there are more tar than there are tame, meaning the men are 50-50. But when you take the women into account, there are more tahar people, because women are majority tar, because savar, nashim berishon chova, and we're assuming that women are chayiv in Pesach Rishon. So when making the Pesach Rishon cheshbon, you have a majority of Klal Yisrael that's tar. U'besheni rishus, but in Pesach Sheni, women are not chayiv. So you don't have a majority that's tar for Pesach Sheni. So the klape, the dinim of Pesach Sheni, so berishon lo avdi havale miut. The tamei people can't bring Pesach Rishon because they're only a miut. U'miut lo avdi berishon, and a miut of the tzibur can't bring Rishon. U'besheni lo avdi, they can't bring Pesach Sheni either because dal nashim inayu haviluhu palgu palga. Because once you take the women out of the cheshbon, they're 50%. U'palga lo avdi besheni, and 50% can't bring Pesach Sheni. U'lrav kana damar palga nami avdi besheni, and according to Rav Kana, that 50% do bring Pesach Sheni. This is the way to read the brisa. Go show you saw mechza Torah and mechza Tmein. The Jewish people are 50-50. Mechza Torah and mechza Tmein. V'nashim mashlimos l'torin. And if you only had the males, it would be mostly Tamei. It's only because you included the women that it's 50-50. V'kasavar nashim berishon chava b'sheni rishus. And women are chiyuv in Pesach Pesach Rishon, but only Rishus and Pesach Sheni. So Berishon Lavi, they don't, the Tamei people can't bring Pesach Rishon, Tavlu Palgu Palgu, because it's 50-50, because you're counting the women. Upalgu Berishon Lavi, at 50%, Tamei doesn't bring on Pesach Rishon. Besheni Nami Lavi, according to Rav Kana. Besheni Nami Lavi, they're also not going to bring on Pesach Sheni, because Dal Nashim Minayu Minatarin. When Klape, the Pesach Sheni Cheshbon, you have to take the women out of the Cheshbon. So Havalu, Tamei and Ruba. So therefore you have Rov Tamei and Ruba, Lavi Besheni. And Rov, don't bring Pesach Sheni. Ul Rav Kahana, Hadatanya, according to Rav Kahana, either version of Rav Kahana, the Brisa that supports Rav, Haresha Yisol, Mexitar, Mexitmein, Alalos and Asma, Alalos and Asma, Echimitaritzla. How's he going to understand the Brisa that supports Rav that has everybody bringing Pesach Rishon? Some Lach Rav Kahana, Tanaihi. Yeah, I know that there is such a Shita. It's a Machlokas Tanaim. I just happen to not pass like that Shita. Ikal Madir Mexal Mexa Karov, Ikal Madir Mexal Mexa, Eno Karov. I'm aware that there is a Tana that holds Mexal Mexa Karov, and that is the Tana of that Brisa, and that's what Rav is paskening like, but Rav Kahana in either version says, I pasken mechza mechza is kimiut. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the bottom of the page at Gufa, 3 lines from the bottom. Have a great day, everybody.